For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pistons fans, welcome to a supplemental edition of the Palace of Pistons podcast, part of the Believe Network. I'm your host, Mike Anguilano. Joining me from our offices, our home offices, our offices away from our offices, are Aaron Johnson and Jasper Apollonia. Fellas, we have one topic and one topic only to talk about, and that is, of course, the Pistons hiring of President of Basketball Operations. Mere hours after Aaron and I recorded the full edition of the podcast. So I wanted to talk to both of you about the big news, the Pistons hiring Trajan Langdon from the New Orleans Pelicans. Fellas, how are you doing today? I'm all discombobulated.
You know, it just figures that this would happen the one time we record the podcast a day earlier. You know, usually record on Thursday nights around like 6, and the news came out on Thursday night at about 5:45 that the Pistons were going to hire Langdon as the team's president of basketball operations. So it just figures that we ended up recording this week's podcast on a Wednesday instead. And I had just finished scheduling it out and editing and prepping it at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock on Thursday. That's how it goes. The one time we record a day early, but that's all right, because we're here for a special edition, a bonus episode. Jasper's here with us this time, and we're going to talk about something that is very, very big for the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, this is why I don't show up for the podcasts that don't matter. I only show up for the ones that do. And here I am, like you said, Mike, in my business attire, in my where I do most of my business, my girlfriend's bathroom. That's how important this is. We've been talking about the president of basketball operations search for what feels like months now, because it probably has been months. And with Trajan Langdon being the guy who's brought in, this is a new chapter in this era of Pistons basketball under Tom Gorris. It's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens. This is a guy with a strong draft record who has worked under some of the better GMs in this league. It's going to be absolutely fascinating to see what his first moves are going to be. And I kind of suspect that's something we're going to be talking about today.
Yes, we have a few things we're going to be talking about with this hire. There's quite a bit to unpack. And just want to make note that this isn't something that's official. The organization hasn't announced it yet, but this is all but official coming from Adrian Wojnarowski. But before we get into some of the discussion regarding Trajan Langdon, I do want to remind everybody that this episode of the podcast is sponsored by Bet Online, and Bet Online is your number one source for all your NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and live odds. You can head on over to the website today, get in on the action, and use our promo code Believe, that's BLEAV, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use Bet Online. Bet Online, the game starts here. And our requisite pre-show plugs, I do want to remind everybody as well to please subscribe to our newsletter at palacepistons.com. You can read the latest release from Aaron about Dalton Connect as a potential option with the 5th pick. You'll get a whole lot more content coming our way with draft stuff as we get closer to the draft. You can also get the podcast delivered to your inbox every Friday, or sometimes a little bit earlier or later, depending on what the Pistons decide to throw at us in terms of breaking news. And you'll also get the weekly drive every Monday morning. So please subscribe to our newsletter at palacepistons.com, or if you're watching on YouTube, it will be in the description of this episode. All right, let's get into it. The Detroit Pistons hired New Orleans Pelicans general manager Trajan Langdon as the new president of basketball operations. He was on the short list along with Tim Connolly, Dennis Lindsay, and Don Hammond, and a myriad others. Guys, what's your initial reaction to this hire? Before we get into Troy Weaver, Monty Williams, potential moves, trading the 5th pick, free agency signings, Brandon Ingram, you know, what's the initial reaction to the hire of Langdon? He's very young. relatively. He's 48. He's worked under David Griffin for the last several years. He's also been the assistant GM for the Brooklyn Nets up until May of 2019. Had very good overseas career. He did play 3 years for the Cleveland Cavaliers, but he is one of those rising star type of front office guys that is going to get a shot to redirect the Pistons from the doldrums of the NBA to something bigger and better. So, Aaron, what was the initial reaction to the hire of Langdon?
Look, I think all signs point to this being a positive signing for the organization. Langdon has a very high regard around the league from everything that has been made public. Like you mentioned, has worked under Sean Marks with the Brooklyn Nets, worked under David Griffin with New Orleans. And I think something interesting of note is he was actually considered for David Griffin's position before they ended up hiring David Griffin, but they liked him so much that they brought him in as the team's general manager. And he has had a very good resume in terms of drafting. It's been said he was very instrumental in drafting the likes of Trey Murphy and Herb Jones in that 2021 NBA draft with the Pelicans. Both those guys now key players for the Pelicans, so much so that they're talking about trading an all-star player in Brandon Ingram to give them more opportunities. So Langdon has a really good reputation around the league. He's been talked about for years as an up-and-comer, and his rise has shown just how much of an impact he's made across the way at his various stops throughout his career. So I think just initially, like, this looks like a really good hire for the Pistons. It seems like the clock had kind of run out on the potential to talk to Tim Conley with Minnesota advancing to the conference finals. You know, I don't know how much of a real thing that was going to end up being anyway, or if it was always just more of a pipe dream for the Pistons. And it was reported that it eventually came down to Langdon and Dennis Lindsay. Both had met with Tom Gores multiple times in person and off, you know, over the phone or anything like that. And Langdon came away the victor. And so you're bringing in a young general manager, or excuse me, president of basketball operations, but he has a lot of experience and he's held in a very high regard around the league. So all signs point to this being a good hire by the Detroit Pistons.
I know the initial reaction from some people is probably going to be disappointment that it's not Tim Connelly, because that was the sexy name that's been thrown around. Obviously, we know his resume. But look, Langdon's resume speaks for itself in a lot of ways as well. And I think if there's one thing that you're going to be really excited about looking at what he's done in the league, it's the role that he's played in drafting really good players outside of the top five, outside of the top 10. Like, you talk about Jared Allen, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones. These are all really excellent players. Herb Jones was just selected to first team all defense. These are all really good players, and none of them were taken in the lottery. And I think that that's a really important aspect to look at, especially when you're looking at Troy Weaver's abysmal draft record outside of basically the top five in Jalen Duren. He has not really found, you know, you can argue Isaiah Stewart's a useful player, but like, there has not been real significant game-changing talent selected for this franchise in the back end of the first round, early, you know, mid second round since Troy Weaver took over. And I think with Langdon, you have a guy who has a lot of credibility. He was EuroLeague MVP, I believe. He's been under, like you said, David Griffin, Sean Marks. And I think that when you look at the resume, there's a lot of things that are very appealing. There is also, and Mike, you said we would get into this, there is also the question of where the Pistons organization goes on from here. Now that they've made this hire, and I thought it was very, very interesting. And Adrian Wojnarowski's announcement that he said, you know, Langdon's going to have the opportunity to sit down with Troy Weaver and Monty Williams and explore how they're going to move forward. And I think that that's also a very, very interesting choice of wording. So I think there's a lot of positives to take away from this hire. When you look at the draft record, when you look at the personnel record, I think it's about as good as it could have been without it being Tim Connelly. But let's also be honest, like, Connelly would have been a home run. This is a very good hire, and it's also a hire that we've discussed had to happen within this time frame. You couldn't keep waiting around. So I'm happy that it happened when it did.
Yeah, I think the timing of it is, they really waited as long as they could. And, you know, maybe in 5 years, 3 years, we're talking about how the Minnesota Timberwolves ruined everything by going to the Western Conference Finals and Langdon doesn't work out. But you know what? Everything speaks to him being the right hire. He's young, successful, in a very short amount of time, has the playing experience, and just kind of fits what the Pistons they need. I think getting a retread would not have been the right choice either. They get somebody in here with a fresh voice, and that hopefully has a plan in place. And as you alluded to, will sit down with Troy Weaver and will sit down with Monty Williams to determine their futures with the organization. So, Jasper, since you had brought it up, I'll go right over to you first. You know, are you firing one of these guys? Are you firing both of them and cleaning house? Are you going to keep them in place? I mean, there's just no need to keep both. In my opinion, I think getting rid of Weaver and keeping Monty, to me, is the most likely scenario based on what they're paying him. But you know, what is your opinion on Weaver and Monty as it relates to bringing in a guy that now has the power to get rid of both of them?
Well, if it was up to me, they would both be gone, but it's not up.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To me, and this is a difficult decision for the organization. I think Troy Weaver has to go. I just do not see how, as a new president of basketball operations, you can come in and be like, I'm going to keep the same structure in place, like shuffle deck chairs on the Titanic, you know, move on from an assistant coach or two, or, you know, fire a scout. I just don't think that's how you come in and set your mark. And Trajan Langdon does have to do that in a very, very short amount of time. That's just the reality of the situation when you win 14 games the year before. You have to make drastic changes, drastic moves to the organization and to the structure of that organization. Otherwise, what are you really doing there? Like, what's really the point? If you're only there to scout, then they should have hired him as a scout. I think at the minimum, Troy Weaver cannot continue on as the GM of the Detroit Pistons. That just, it cannot. It's untenable. It's unsustainable. His track record speaks for itself. And I think if you keep him around, what you're doing is setting the fan base up to turn on you very, very quickly as a president of basketball operations, because they're going to look at it and they're going to go, if Arntellum's still there and Troy Weaver's still there and Monty Williams is still there, and all you did was bring in Trajan Langdon, what have you done? You've just added to an already failed experiment. So while I would take Monty and out to the back of the shed and, wish him farewell, I just think that there's too much money, too many years wrapped up in that. I think that's something that maybe you give him another season for. And if it doesn't work out after next year, I think maybe then it's goodbye for Monty. But Troy Weaver is gone. I'm so sure of it. He is gone.
It would be a really tough sell to say we're bringing in a new president of basketball operations, but no other changes to the leadership structure are being made. And that's why I think both of them are gone. It's been reported that Tom Gores is willing to eat whatever money is desired by Langdon if he decides he doesn't want Weaver or Williams with the organization. And I think that just makes all the sense in the world right now. You really do have to start anew. You're a 14-win team with a lot of failed years behind you under Troy Weaver. And Monty Williams did not help things the way that was expected by Tom Gores when he overstepped and decided he was the head coach of this team over guys that were brought to him by the front office who, in their own regard, were not great coaching prospects, at least someone like Kevin Ollie, who was a friend of Troy Weaver's. But it just makes sense to move on from both of these guys. Trajan Langdon is going to, rightfully so, want to bring in his own staff. Does someone like Bryson Graham, the assistant general manager of the Pelicans, come over with him as Detroit's new general manager? I think there's also a world where he just steps into the Pelicans general manager slot. He's been with the organization for a very long time, dating back to the fact that he was on Monty Williams' staff when Williams was the coach in New Orleans. So the point being, Langdon is going to want to bring in his own staff members. And I think that that makes all the sense in the world as the Pistons are rebuilding the rebuild, restoring the rebuild, however they're going to try to phrase it. Outside of like Cade Cunningham, they have to essentially tear this thing down to its core and try to restart this thing. You know, I don't know who's safe on this roster. I would imagine Cade is safe. I would imagine Asar Thompson is pretty safe. After that, you look at these core guys, I don't think there's any reason why they need to be considered untouchable or anything like that. And Langdon's going to want to make those changes, I would imagine. And I think that starts with the leadership. It wouldn't be optimal to run it back with the same guys that were a part of just the worst historical season in franchise history.
That's one thing we can get rid of, by the way. The restore thing. We're not doing the restore thing anymore. I think that's pretty dead.
We've got to restore the restoration now. I mean,
yeah, restore part two, electric boogaloo. Can't wait for it. Oh my God. Yeah, I think it's also a good point you brought up there, Aaron, in terms of like who is then there. I think there is like a big discussion on who the new GM is and who the new head coach is. So like, if it's just one or if it's both of them, there is a big task ahead of Trajan Langdon approaching the draft and moving on forward, because whoever you get into either one of those roles is probably going to want to be in the room when you do make that fifth overall draft pick or if you trade it. So I think that there is a lot of work that is to be done in the upcoming month or so. It's a big job ahead of Trajan Langdon.
It is a big job, but he's going to have the runway to really make some sweeping changes, which is good. You don't want to bring in a guy with ideas and tell him that he's got to stay in his lane and do things a certain way. One of those things could be trading the fifth pick, which we've talked about extensively. And if you go and listen to the full show that has already dropped, we talk about some scenarios of trading that fifth pick. But one of the players that we really didn't talk about too much in that pod that now makes a lot more sense as a potential connection in a trade is Brandon Ingram, who was already considered a trade target before the Pistons hired Langdon. However, does hiring a guy who was trying to move off of Ingram anyway and not want him on the team, does that impact a potential Brandon Ingram deal with Detroit? You know, is he no longer a target for the Pistons? Because, I mean, there's a reason that the Pelicans are moving on from him. He's due a huge contract. He had a pretty poor showing in the playoffs. He dealt with some injuries. And the fit with Zion Williamson just wasn't really there anymore. It's sort of run its course. Aaron, is that deal, in your mind, is that dead for Brandon Ingram?
It does sure seem like it after this hire. Langdon, obviously, like we already mentioned, was reportedly a big piece of drafting Trey Murphy and Herb Jones. And so that shows where his mind is at in terms of the wings on the Pelicans roster and the resources that they were putting in to those two players. And yeah, I think when you're talking about trading for a player that the team is seemingly trying to get rid of, bringing in the general manager of that team certainly shuts those ideas down in my mind. And, you know, part of me thinks that Brandon Ingram would have been really good for this team. The Pistons, as I've famously said on multiple occasions, they just need guys. They just need some talent. And Ingram has that. But if Langdon has his own style of building this team, and I think that's obviously by far and away the most interesting thing now to watch with this new hire, is how does he want to build this team? It certainly doesn't seem like it's going to start with trading for Brandon Ingram in any sense of the imagination. And, you know, one other thing I'll add to this, just as a little side note, he was, you know, a big part of the 2022 draft for the Pelicans. Obviously, him and Bryson Graham, he talked about how much Bryson Graham has played a role in New Orleans drafting these past few years. And this is also a president of basketball operations that at the time when he was the Pelicans GM had a chance to draft Jalen Duren with the eighth pick, decided to take Dyson Daniels instead. I'm not sure how much, you know, that really means in the grand scheme of things, but is Duren a guy that could get moved in a trade maybe with or instead of the fifth pick? If maybe Langdon wasn't a huge fan of him in the pre-draft process, he certainly seems to be a more wing-oriented philosophy-wise, as the Pelicans have just kind of made it work with Valanciunas and playing Larry Nance as kind of a small ball five. He seems to be more wing-oriented than someone like Jalen Duren, who he's already passed on in the draft before become expendable. But going back to Brandon Ingram, yeah, it just doesn't seem nearly as likely or as possible now that Langdon is coming over. I don't think it's been a too great of a relationship between Ingram and the Pelicans this past year or so. And that's why they are seemingly at this impasse now, where Ingram's probably likely on the way out and Detroit becomes one less landing spot for him.
I mean, I'll play devil's advocate. I don't necessarily think it changes anything. First off, there were always going to be teams that could offer better packages for Brandon Ingram. I think, let's be honest, were the Pistons ever really the front runner? Have they ever really been the front runner for Brandon Ingram? I'm not quite sure. Second off, look, New Orleans has a glut of wings, young, talented wings, and guys who can really play that position. I think that they gave Brandon Ingram plenty of time to see if that would work with Zion and CJ McCollum and so on and so forth. Just because he wasn't right for the Pelican situation as of right now, and I think most people would agree with that, doesn't mean he's not right for the Pistons situation right now. Talking about, you know, the glut of wings on New Orleans roster, there is a lack of wings on Detroit's roster. So I actually don't think this changes much. If Trajan Langdon is interested in improving the team, and I'm assuming he is, Brandon Ingram has to be on the table still as a potential trade target. Look, the Pistons are not in a position where they're trying to advance in the playoffs. They're trying to advance to the playoffs. Like, the play-in would be a massive step forward for this organization right now. So, no, I actually don't think it affects their pursuit pursuit of Brandon Ingram whatsoever, unless, of course, there is a broken relationship between Ingram and Trajan Langdon. I don't know about that. I could not tell you. But I don't think it changes anything in that regard for now. Detroit needs talent. And like, if they can get it from New Orleans, from Philly, from wherever it may be, they will take it, and they should take it.
Yeah, the only thing that sort of comes up with Ingram is he's going to be doing extension. So, you know, are you going to commit long term to Brandon Ingram? Somebody's going to, but, you know, if he was having second thoughts about giving Ingram that kind of money, he being Langdon, if he was having second thoughts about giving Ingram that kind of money in New Orleans, you know, the plethora of cap space in Detroit might change that calculus a little bit. The Pelicans were sort of operating with a different cap sheet and a different timeline. So I could see both sides. I hope it doesn't take them out of the running for Brandon Ingram, because they need good players. And as we've seen with some of these guys, their values have decreased. There was a report that said that Darius Garland is now being more highly valued than Trae Young. I mean, you know, it's just all these wavering values. You know, the Pistons should not stop the pursuit, especially if that cost, you know, might be going down. Who knows? So, guys, anything else on Trajan Langdon being the new president of basketball operations for the Detroit Pistons? But we wanted to keep this a little short as supplemental. So if you have anything else, get it off now.
Yeah, I'm just very intrigued to see how this philosophy takes shape with Detroit in what has been said so many times as a major, major offseason for the Pistons. It's already been reported that he has the power to make sweeping changes to the roster, to make sweeping changes to the leadership structure. And so I'm very interested to see how quickly these things start to shake out of the tree now. I mean, this is a team that needs a lot of things. It's an organization that needs a lot of things. And you have to hope that Langdon is going to come in and finally be that guy, be that voice, be that leader that can start to right this disastrous ship that has been shipwrecked for far, far too long. So very, very interested to see how things start to shake out for the Pistons and how quickly these things come to fruition.
Same. For me, it's not a matter of like if Troy Weaver and or Monty Williams gets, you know, fired. It's a matter of when and who he's going to be replacing them with. And I think that that's going to tell you a lot about Trajan Langdon's philosophy moving forward. So his first couple moves have to be, I think, front office related. I'm fascinated, absolutely fascinated to see what he sees as the answer. Do you go after Bryson Graham from the Pelicans and really rip that organization to shreds? Or do you go in a different direction? It's going to be really interesting, and it's going to be absolutely pivotal with this upcoming season, because Cade Cunningham, extension eligible, got another top five pick. There's some big, big decisions coming down the pipe. It's going to be really fascinating to see how Trajan Langdon deals with them.
It's definitely going to be fascinating, and we're going to be covering all of it. I'm so glad that we have more things to talk about than trading the fifth pick. This is a win for us content creators. We were starting to scrape the bottom of the Julius Randle barrel for trades. So very excited that the Pistons finally have a president of basketball operations. It will be an interesting summer, and that interesting summer starts right now. Hey, it's possible by the time we record next week, we're going to have some news about the GM being let go and potentially the head coach being let go. And I'm sure that it'll be released mere seconds after we stopped recording the podcast. Guys, this has been great. Short little supplemental. I do want to plug the podcast. If for whatever reason you haven't been listening to us before, you can go ahead and listen to our full show that dropped as we record this morning. We talked about the potential trades. That pod is available wherever you get your podcasts from, and it's also available on YouTube as well. And please, again, subscribe to our Substack. You'll get all this directly to your email inbox every time it drops. And please follow us on socials as well: TikTok, Palace Pistons, X/Twitter, Palace Pistons, Instagram, Palace Pistons, and Facebook at Palace of Pistons. For my co-hosts, Jasper Apolloni and Aaron Johnson, I'd like to thank all of you for making some quick time this morning to talk about the Pistons hiring Trajan Langdon as the new president of basketball operations. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of podcast. And I also like to thank our sponsor this week. That is BetOnline. Gosh, there's like so much stuff I have to roll through here to end this freaking show. Yeah. So again, thank you to our sponsor, BetOnline. I am Mike Angelano. And we will see you all next time on the next edition of the Palace Pistons podcast, part of the Believe Network.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.